You got to have a lot of pride in where you're from and what you stand for in life, and that's no different now in football and how we treat this stadium, how we treat our community, and we take a lot of pride in ourselves and where we're from and who we play for and how we play. So in particular, playing at home, we've created a culture and a standard, and it's important for us when we take the field anywhere, but in particular at home.
Sean McDermott, as the Bills embark on their final season in their current stadium, and they open it in great fashion with the Baltimore Ravens, and you know, maybe the signature game of the opening week of the season in the NFL, Sunday Night Football. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Friday on WGR, the Friday Drive at 5, brought to you by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. And by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. And by Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Sidelined with a sprain, strain, or break. Get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. One day last week when you were off, I was sort of struggling for ideas. And I thought, you know what? We could just sort of kick back and talk about our favorite times at the stadium. You know, it's a year for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always kind of fun to do that, but you know, your favorite moment at the stadium. Something else came up and I didn't do it. But what I was prepared for this, and I would say that my favorite moments, like a play or just the day itself at the stadium in my life, was an opener.
The Jet game in the sun.
Yeah.
That they lost in overtime on kick return. Yeah.
Yeah, Chad Morton.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that day. Season tickets for the first time. Had a girlfriend for the first time.
Yes. Maybe
just about.
Yes.
And just like enjoying the day with her, and the touchdown to Molds on a fourth down late in the fourth quarter that tied that game was an incredible moment. They had like a fourth and 13 or something, and it was about a 30-yard touchdown right in front of me. The best. And so that game went to overtime, and they immediately lost. Like, just surreal to lose. They gave up two kickoff return touchdowns right that day to Chad Morton, one yep to start overtime. Come on. But I loved that day.
Yeah. I'm just chuckling because you've mentioned, I jumped you on it. I knew you were going to mention that. And I haven't any other time you've brought it up. That's how I knew you were going to mention it, because you've talked about that day before. It's never tripped the wire that it just tripped just now. That, because I remember that too. We weren't working together yet at that time, so I do remember you showing up to do a bit on pregame. I was early. I was like 8 to 10, and then maybe you were on it,
after that.
Yeah. And I remember you parking. I remember the car. I remember the girl.
She worked here.
Yeah. And then the rest of it, I was with a buddy of mine who worked here for a very short time. And I'm almost positive that his performance at the tailgate party that day, he didn't show up for work on Monday.
Okay.
And he got fired.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of what happened at the
tailgate? Everyone saw that he was imbibing heavily, and then he called in sick on Monday, and like that was it. He was pretty new, and he got canned.
Okay.
After that, he also, I remember him also maybe falling asleep during the game, sitting in our seats. So yeah,
you were sitting with him.
Yeah, we went to the game together.
Okay.
Yeah, he's one of my oldest best friends, and if he's hearing this, he's not going to enjoy these memories. But I'm sorry, it just popped up. I've never thought about that sequence of events any one time that I've ever thought about that game when you've brought it up. But just for some reason, just I'm like, oh yeah, that was that day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yup. Good job, bud.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I got you an interview. You got the job, and then that's what you do. What the hell. Anyway, yeah, they don't take my recommendations very seriously here. Ever
not
since
anymore.
Then. It's a long time ago now. I mean, it is quite a long time ago. I've been here a long time.
23 years.
Jeez, wow.
Do you have something, if it isn't that, that comes right to mind as like your favorite day there? That's not the Winter Classic?
Right, right. I mean, or the Who concert. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot of that, you know? That's why the David White game, the game that won the division for the Bills in 95, stands out to me. It's not some seminal game in Bills history to most fans from that era, even. It's like it's the end of they missed the playoffs in 94, but 95, they're back, and okay, they win the division, and David White makes his great play. But that's it. As far as like a memorable moment, I don't, because of what happened with my friend, I don't hold that Jet game in 02 in very high regard. It's not a great memory. I think I mostly had it blacked out until now. Suddenly it just came storming into the room. Like, hey, dude, remember that? Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yuck. So, yeah, that's why a lot of my other memories sort of outrank football games, because I just did not get to the whole run, the beginning of the run. I'm not living here. By the time I'm back at the pizza place, and Sunday was a day that I was there. I mean, I was a manager, and it was a big day, so I was working most days. So I didn't get to a lot of it, So I don't have a ton, in the wheelhouse. So I feel sort of a little lacking in that area. Yeah, for a year where there's going to be so many memories, I certainly want to hear stories from people, but I don't have a satchel full myself, really.
I've been to 3 playoff games, all in the Kelly years, and I can see where I was sitting for each one. They're all different, and I can remember how nervous I was, right? Like, the Bills, when I was a kid, weren't really in the playoffs, and then by 88, it would become more of a regular thing like it has now with Allen. And just being the Houston game in 88, like, oh, this has been such a great season. Please don't lose. Like, it's all on the line here. And then Miami in 90 and then Denver in 91, much the same. The Denver game was, memorable, but not fun. Because the whole Denver game was tense. What's wrong with them?
Right.
What happened? Who flipped the switch?
How do they have no points?
What happened? I was there for Kansas City the week before, too, actually. And that was, a joyride of a game. Miami, same thing. Like, 90 Miami in the snow. Like, just please don't lose. This will be the worst. And I so love the 92 win in Miami, because I know those fans would have felt that. Nothing personal, but.
Right, sure.
Just like. That had to be the worst. Here's a chance to go to the Super Bowl. It's Buffalo, your nemesis, and they go into your stadium and win handily.
Right, and Dan Marino hasn't been to the Super Bowl since his second year, which is now, 10 years ago at that point almost?
Almost, 84.
Nine, yeah.
So just like what a pit in your stomach from that, and, that was our day. So, but those don't top like sort of being grown up and having that year, that day. The 02 was filled with great games. The Raiders game. They also lost, but just a shootout. It was a crazy season. Miami in the snow, San Diego with Breeze in the snow, Detroit. There were lots of great games. And there was the New England game, which was the worst. Fourth and stupid.
Right.
Right? That was the worst in the middle of that season. Brady and Bledsoe for the first time.
I left that game after that play.
Good for you.
That was also for me. I wasn't working. It was the little pocket of my career here where I wasn't working after games, because I was working mornings on this station at that time, before I got partnered up with you. And so, but prior to that switch to me working mornings, which started after Music City Miracle, so early in 2000 is when that began. I was always post game when I was on WBEN, and then when I got paired back up with you, I went back to post game. So that little pocket in there, I didn't exactly have season tickets, but I had tickets to any game I wanted. Basically, mm-hmm. I was there working, and fine. Sure. Here's a pair.
Sure.
So I went to a ton of games in there, and yeah, none of them stand out as like great memories in the stadium for me, because again, fourth and still I'm leaving. I'm going home. This should be fresh and exciting for me. I'm still young enough to be excited about having an opportunity to go to these games regularly, which I'd never had before. And I'm gonna beat the traffic. I'm gonna get the hell out of here.
That game was just shocking because it wasn't supposed to happen. You know, the Bills were supposed to have gotten the better guy. Although New England had won the Super Bowl, that was not everybody. Yeah. It was not unanimous, but it wasn't really supposed to happen that they would be just completely outclassed by Brady and Belichick, and it was a sign of things to come.
For sure.
It was their first head-to-head. I mean, Brady, again, the year before had beaten the Bills, so it wasn't his first game against the Bills, but it was Bledsoe's first against the Patriots, and what is it, 38-7 or 37-7?
Just bad.
Something like that? 37-6? It's in the ballpark. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Friday, picks at 6. We'll be right back. This is WGR.